Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So you know that the cost to burdened taxpayers, shelling out $2 plus per liter of gasoline for the family buggy while attempting to meet the rising cost of food at the local grocery store, is becoming increasingly, and daily so, more challenging. You know that, because you're living that life with your family. Have you ordered an extra large pizza recently? Like what? Put a couple of scrambles on the top? It's 35, 37 bucks. Well, yeah, it's a bit of a whack for most people. However, if you're a member of the federal government elite, you blow through taxpayer dollars while being transported in the lap of luxury on government jets. And the rest of us are paying to fuel and stock with food and drink those jets, and lots of it. Brian Passifume is reporting on this largesse for Post Media, and he joins us tonight. Brian, I'm not unfamiliar with government spending. I remember when Adrienne Clarkson was the governor general, and she and her husband were flown out to Edmonton on a Challenger, and then they said to both of them, on the way back, you're going to have to take a Dash 8 because the Challenger is somewhere else. And the governor general said, no, you send me a Challenger. I'm not leaving until you do. She dug in her tiny heels. And that was that. But this, hey, by the way, thanks for joining us, Brian.
Oh, no problem, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So let me just start this way. Canadians coast to coast are scrambling to obtain passports. Others are caught up in an interminable airport waits. But if you're at the head of a federal government reality, life is, it's kind of okay. The current governor general, as you write, Mary Simon, and 29 passengers managed to blow through more than $93K in catering while on board a Canadian Air Force plane in 8 days on a Dubai trip. Can you just run those numbers by me again? I want my head to hurt again.
Actually, the an addendum to the story, actually, I wrote about yesterday in today's paper. The $93,000 was just an estimate. So I guess after my story published, D&D went back and went through the receipts and crunched some numbers. And the actual number was actually closed at $80,000, so $13,000 less. But still, you know, still an exorbitant amount for 29 people.
$10,000 a day.
Right, and that's not including alcohol either. That's just straight catering and services and disposal and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So who was on board for this shindig?
There was the governor general, staff from Rideau Hall, some community members, and security staff. The manifest provided through the order paper question where we got the data from didn't provide the names of any Canadian Forces members or security details on board. But yeah, it was the Vice Regal and her staff and a delegation going to Expo 2020 in Dubai, which because of the pandemic took place in 2022.
Yeah, I don't think people generally object to, you know, food and drink being on a plane that is carrying the governor general or the prime minister or some dignitaries. It's when you get down to the actual numbers and you start to compare those numbers to what the numbers are that you have to live on, and you realize it's a one-week trip, and then you start to say, hold on a minute, isn't there a limit here that would be that should be adopted? Because you can get by just well, I think, on $5,000 or $6,000 a day for catering. Is there a limit set by government on per-day catering for expenses for the governor general, the prime minister, and other luminaries when they fly aboard RCF planes?
If there is, they haven't been reached yet, or at least we don't know about it. As far as we know, that you know, the prime minister and the governor general don't get a per diem that say that you know, a regular person would get when they're traveling business. The way these flights work is that because of security issues and long-standing policy, the prime minister and the governor general, they're not allowed to fly commercially. So they have to be flown by government aircraft operated by the Royal Canadian Air Force. And the RCAF cabin crew, they're all members of Canadian Forces. They're the ones responsible for you know, serving the food. As to who actually sets the menus, that's an answer we don't have yet. normally Canadian Forces staff, the stewards take care of that, but for high-profile flights like the Governor General, you have to think it has to be a higher level affair than just cans of Coke and maybe some pretzels or something from a bowl in the back.
Yeah. And I know the Prime Minister, when he flies, he has to, and any Prime Minister, they have to reimburse the government at the rate of an economy class ticket. And I'm thinking, okay, it should be at least business class, because it's not the same. And I know being Prime Minister isn't the same as Roy or Brian going to the airport and buying tickets, but there should be a limit. And then there's the issue of fuel. $248,000 for the Governor General's trip?
Which is not out of line with the type of airliner they use. They use two types of airliners. They have the Challenger business jets, which they use for small delegations, and the Prime Minister needs to rip around Canada. But for larger trips, or if the Prime Minister is traveling out of country, or for larger delegations, which in this case they use, it's called a CC-150 Polaris, which is essentially a military version of the Airbus A310. And that's not out of line for a 35-year-old airliner. In terms of fuel consumption, like the planes that they currently use, they started service with Ward Air, so that tells you how old they are. That you look back at the airlines that they serve, they don't even exist anymore. So yeah, it opens the case of nobody, of course, wants to talk about it. But investing in new aircraft, they're a lot more fuel economy. But consider, I was at 24 Sussex Drive for the first time last week, and it looks nice from a distance, but you get close and it's really, really shabby. That's kind of a symbol of a lot of our capital infrastructure that our leadership uses in this country. Is it looks nice, but once you get close, you see that it hasn't had a paintbrush touch it for quite some time.
Yeah, we also ask ourselves, are these flights really necessary? And I was asking that question when the Prime Minister headed off to Europe, and you wrote about the alcohol expenses that the taxpayer paid for. On that particular plane, I think you wrote 59 people were in Trudeau's entourage, and they could have done what he did by video conference, I'm sure. But share with us, please, what you did find out about what was served as far as, alcohol.
This was a bit of an odd story, because the information that was provided from Global Affairs, DND doesn't serve alcohol on their flights. So anytime there's alcohol on the flights, there has to be sort of a venue through Global Affairs, or other departments. It was a bit of a weird story, because they only gave measures of bottles of wine and cans of beer. And when you look at the numbers, it's consistent that it's an extremely fluid unit of measure. For example, the Prime Minister's flight to Ethiopia last year, or a couple of years ago, it seemed like $1,400 worth of alcohol on that flight. It is a long flight, and a large contingent of that was the parliamentary press corps, which they don't fly in that flight for free. They don't fly in Canada First One for free. There's the media, they pay like a flat fee for them to go, and it's up close to about $10,000 per trip or something. So it gets paid for, unfortunately, that story opened up a lot more questions than answers, and ones that me and I'm sure some of my other colleagues are trying to answer. What exactly does a bottle of wine mean? What does it mean when the Governor General's flight to Dubai only used $113 worth of alcohol, but was listed as 17 bottles of wine and whatever bottles of beer? So it lifted the veil, but it kind of put another one in front of it when it comes to how much these trips cost.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.